Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, welcome back to Word of Hope through Jesus Christ Ministry. And we are on, I received radio. I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior August 18, 2016, 1:30 p.m. on a Thursday after lunch. And it was a sunny day. And God was good. God came into my heart. I went into it head over heels. I said, Lord, my way ain't working. Let's do it your way. And I've been on it ever since. Yeah, we do have a ministry now. It's been, we just reached our 3-year anniversary. December 15th, 2021 was our ministry birth. And we're moving forward. We're on podcasts, 20 different avenues. We also have the radio here. And we do television also. The Good Now Network, international television, reaching out to 87 countries, over 280 million homes. We do the message, and we give the message, and we feel the message, and we pray the message. And I pray that you find something in it. But outside of that, let's get on with the message. Thank you for being here. We're going to John 1. In the beginning, the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. And God is so good, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. God is so good. Pardon me, I'm getting over a cold. And God is so good, right? And he gave us everything. He created everything for us, and we ought to understand nothing belongs to us. Nothing. And as you're going to see here, we came here with nothing, and we're going to leave with nothing. And the only reason why we find out this, all these things that Satan has given us, all these gifts that he likes to give us, and so many accept them. The only thing we need to do in Christ is just understand why, believe why, trust why, and have faith in why Jesus Christ was sent to die on the cross, gave all for each and every one of us. Doesn't matter where you're at, who you are, it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with it because God made each of us his masterpieces and wonderful, fearfully made in his image, in the likeness of them. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God. And in the beginning, through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Again, pardon me. The fact of which we and proclaim ourselves back into the identity of the beginning is very simple. Just receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and receive holy baptism and come on out of that water. Just a holler and a scream and praise the Lord. I have you in my heart, my soul, my body, and my mind, and I will not let go. And once you receive Jesus, you're in. You cannot turn back. It's impossible. But you can be rejected. And I don't want you to experience anything in rejection. And in 1 John 1, we'll read it out. And it's a little bit long, but it's not too bad. the incarnation of the world, of the word of life, and the incarnation of the word of life. And an incarnation, not reincarnation, a particular physical form or state, a state of being incarnate, act of incarnating. TV and movie incarnations of the story. In another incarnation, he might be the first vice president. Might be. But in Christ, we are a concentrate and actual form of quality or concept. A person showing a trait or typical character to a marked degree. The union of divinity with humanity in Jesus Christ. The embodiment of the a deity or spirit in some earthly form. The incarnation of the word of life. And we know the word is God. God is word. God was word. Word was first. In the New International Version, that which was from the beginning, which we made, we have heard, we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. This will proclaim concerning the word. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us. That's John writing down. Our disciples, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son and Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declared to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we proclaim and claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him to be a liar, and his word is not in us. And we know God is not one. He's not an entity that can lie. It's impossible for God to lie, right? If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we claim we have not sinned, we have made him out to be a liar and his word is not in us. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate, the helper with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the anointing sacrifice of our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. For God did not send his only one begotten Son to save the whole world. Not to condemn it. He came here to save it. If God sent his Son to save the world, not condemn it. He is the anointed sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. Begotten, only begotten. God gave all, sent the righteous one for us to be saved. We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. So whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar. And the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys the word, his word, love for God, is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. That's a hard thing to do, right, folks? Man, it's a hard thing to do. But we We have repentance. We can come to the Lord. We can come to the altar, the feet of Jesus, the altar on the cross. Jesus nailed, bled, suffered, was stripped naked, and was wrapped with a cloth. And guess what? He did it for you and me. And he had us on his mind as he was dying. So we could bring anything to his feet. Where Mary Magdalene washed his feet with that divine perfume, that very expensive perfume. Washed Jesus' feet and then dried it with her hair, her long, beautiful hair. Dried his feet, Jesus' feet, with her hair. Pardon me, I'm getting over a cold here. And as I was saying, all these merchants are like yelling, why are you wasting that perfume, doing what you're doing, washing his feet? And Jesus said, she's doing a good thing. And as Jesus walked the cross on his back, suffering, falling, trembling, stumbling, spit on, mocked on, rocks thrown at him, beard yanked on him, walking barefooted on stones and sharp stones and his feet bleeding and stabbed with stones and sticks that he had to walk on. And then was nailed to the cross. His feet, his blessed feet, the altar that we bring our sins to. It's such a blessing. We're so gifted. Dear friends, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have seen in the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother and a brother or sister is still in darkness. Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in darkness. They do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them. Oh my Lord, the light has shined upon me. I can see. I was blind, but now I was blind, and now I can see. Praise the Lord. Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning, the first day. And God said, let there be a vault between the waters to separate the water from the water. So God made the vault and separated the water underneath the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God also called the vault sky, and there was evening and there was morning and on the second day. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to be in one place, and let the dry land ground appear. And it was so.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
God called the dry land, dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And so it was. The land produced vegetation, plants were seeded according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in its according in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, third day. God said, let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. And let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw it was good. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the animals, the wild animals, in which all over all the creatures that moveth along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the sky and of all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw that he had made, seen all that he made. And it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, seventh day. And we know seventh day God rested. God is so good, huh? Oh, my Lord. It's just giving us everything, but we removed it when Genesis 3. It was taken away, and we know that, I believe Genesis 2:7, God had picked up dirt and created man. He breathed life. God breathed into the nostrils. God created man and breathed life into man. And man was created from the dirt, from the ground. But as the curse came along that we have to be redeemed from, this says forgiveness. It was already taken at the cross. Jesus Christ said, it's finished. It's finished. Everything was finished. God took your inherited sin. You just had to redeem it, reclaim it. It's a ticket, folks. It's just like you have a ticket to go to Walmart or wherever, I don't know, wherever you're at, into a store, and you got a ticket. and you have something there that's yours. You go get it. You say, here's my ticket. I want what belongs to me. And you go to the cross and you say, I want what belongs to me. My Lord and Savior died. God sent his son. One of them came here. And the Holy Spirit was sent back after Jesus died and ascended to the heavens to be seated to the Father. Told his mother, Mary, please don't touch me. Don't hug me. Don't touch me. I know you love me. You don't touch me. I need to be pure. I need to be clean to rise back to heaven and be seated beside the Father. But I'll send back an helper. I'll send back that advocate. And then, when we were cursed, it's this thing that we were haunted with that you can let go in Christ when you receive him as your Lord and Savior, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and all you get everything back. You redeem everything, reclaim your identity. But in Genesis 3:15, he told the man, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from. Don't eat from this tree. The very ground is cursed. Don't eat from this tree. The very ground is cursed because of you. Getting food from the ground will be as painful as having babies is for your wife. You'll be working in pain all your life long. The ground will sprout thorns and weeds. You'll get the food, your food, the hard way. Planting and tilling and harvesting. Sweating in the fields from the dawn to dusk. Until you return to that ground yourself, dead and buried. You started out as dirt and you'll end up as dirt. God, we knew God. John 3:16. John 3. John. Just read the book of John. John 3:16 through 18 is the key home. Has to get out of this. You don't have to be dead. You will not taste a second death. You will not be experience a second death. You'll be living forever. It's all been turned around. It's all been finished. Jesus said, "It's finished. It's done. It's done. It's complete." I had to do this. I didn't want to. Father, take this cup from my hands if it's your will. Oh, my Lord. Isaiah spoke of this in Isaiah. It was prophesied 730 years prior to the birth of Jesus Christ. The Messiah, a king, will come. And will be prince of the world, the prince of peace, king of kings, lord of lords. And he will rule. He will rule over the earth. Oh, God, you cannot make this up, folks. This is so divine, so beautiful. When I came to the Lord, I was so happy. I mean, I just felt a big releasement. I felt so many burdens taken off of me. You can do the same thing. You can do the same thing. And I encourage you to do so. Please, come to the Lord. You don't want to be sent back down to the depths of the earth. You don't want to be in the ground. You don't want to be buried and just be forgotten as dust and dirt. You shall have to sweat and to eat your bread until the day when you return to the earth from it. You were drawn. You're dust. You are dust. And until dust and unto dust, you shall return. But we can be redeemed. We can be redeemed. God was just a loving, merciful God. And he's got his hands out for you. He loves you and wants you to come back home. Be the prodigal son, whether it's a girl, woman, boy, man, whatever. You can redeem yourself. It doesn't matter. When I was 61 years old when I came back and redeemed myself, I said, see, I came back. I come back to you, Father. I'm coming back to you. Oh, praise the Lord. Dedicated as an infant at birth, as a Roman Catholic. And received as an infant, dedicated through my parents, then becoming a Pentecostal reverend. And then, like I said, August 18th, 2016, November 27th, 2016, I became, I was water baptized in the Baptist Church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter who, what, where, why, or what you're doing or where you're at. Just receive Jesus. I encourage you to do so. You don't have to be called upon and walk down to an altar. If you feel it in your heart and the Holy Spirit's convicted you and convinced you to walk down, as a pastor says, come down, anybody wants to give their heart to the Lord, do so. But you don't have to do it that way. You could be in the shower and something can hit you, and it's like your battles and struggles are just so heavy, can't take it no more. I don't want to be dirt and dust and grime. I want to be righteous. I want to be clean. I know I'm going to sin. Pardon me. I now know I'm coming to you, Father. And I'll ask you through the Son, through the Holy Spirit, that I can be forgiven. Because you're a agape love. Your unconditional love for me is just overwhelming. Thank you for coming to Word of Hope today and ministry here and I Received Radio. And I encourage you, come to the Lord. Make that choice today. If you're in your car, I was at the toolbox. I walked out at lunchtime. And I was just struggling. I said, man, I don't know what to do. I can't figure out nothing no more. I had so much going on that was wrong. And let me tell you something, God's honest truth. Now, I don't want to put it that way, but I'm telling you what, this is a God's honest testimony. The Lord started working right away. Right, that's the very same day, things started happening. And on that Friday, the next day, that was a Thursday, things happened again. And it just put joy, just a different kind of joy. It's just a freedom. Freedom you're taking from this world where demonic, the evil one has you. I'm not giving him no name. I don't give that demonic one any name. He's not a king. He's not the prince of peace. He is nothing. He is nothing but dirt of dirt. And I have no parts with him. I give him no place to rest in me. Satan, you be gone. I give you no name. I give you no place. This is a temple of God. This is a righteous of God. I might sin and I might dirty it up, but I got a broom and I can sweep it out. And my broom is called Jesus Christ, and I can sweep out and I can swat you with it. I can do whatever I want. Praise the Lord. God is good. See y'all again. Stay toasty. Keep your joy. Love you. Jesus Christ loves you. Word of Hope through Jesus Christ Ministry loves you. Take care.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.